Okay, there's something many believers don't know about songs. The song and music is a gateway to the spirit. Now, when the prophet was trying to prophesy and he couldn't hear God, he said, "Get me a minstrel." Why is it that most times before the message comes, choir has to sing? Why is it that the opposite of God is the devil? Now, the only force which opposes good in the world from the foundation down to the end is the devil and his agents. The only thing that makes the world corrupt or makes the world what it is today, like the fall of man from then, Adamic, from the Adamic time down to the time of different dispensations of innocence, law, and this, is the devil, which is sin. The summary is the devil. Now, that devil was an archangel in charge of music and choir. You now know that there's something about music. Music is very powerful. Why is it that one of the things that moved God, in fact, what moves God more than prayer is worship? Most times, the greatest hymns were sung when those that formed those hymns were in trials, because it's like a sweet smelling savor, like a golden vials that comes up to heaven when you are in challenge and you are worshiping God and you are singing. Why is it that Paul and Silas, when they prayed, after they prayed, they sang before the Holy Ghost came down? There are many mysteries in the scripture. There are many mysteries about the world that are hidden in song, music, song. The Bible says, making melodies in your heart with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Most times when you are praying, if you worship for a while, you can coast into the spirit. It opens the gateway. Worship is a gateway. If you cannot pray, once you just begin to worship, heaven is open. There's something about music. There's just something about music. It's very deep. That's why there's the avenue, easiest avenue to get someone. There was a time I used to play 50 Cent and all those stuff when I was still a new Christian. But as time went on, God opened my eyes to this mystery. There are other forces, yes, but one of the strongest force that operates in the world is the realm of music and song. That's why you should be very careful of the music you listen to. Human being is like computer. What you put in is what comes out. When you're in your subconscious, your spirit has no choice than to bend to whatever you yield your body to. That's why the Bible says, we are servants to him who you yield yourself to. So when in the conscious you yield yourself to secular song, in the subconscious your spirit is always weak. That's why sometimes in a dream you may not be able to conquer. That's why sometimes when you are just alone, those music played in your mind, your spirit, your soul, in your subconscious state on their own, and they defile. Because just like good music opened the heavens, evil music opened gateway to demons, gateway to the devil. Blessed are you that see and hear, but not look or listen. There's a difference between seeing and hear. You cannot avoid seeing. You cannot avoid hearing. You understand me? When you hear, you of course you hear it around in clubs and all this stuff, but listening is another realm. Internalizing it and now coming to the point where it's an output from you. And now like a vessel that pours it out to others. Like for example, now on your digital platform, that's a kind of people are seeing that thing from you, so you are like an evangelist of that stuff. So that means you have been overcome from hearing to listening, from listening to internalizing to now pouring it out to others. So you're not like a channel, a blessing, and it's not you can be a channel for the devil to mass produce or spread his tunes. You still be a channel for God. That vessel, God cannot really use that vessel. You can just stop at the level, but you cannot really go far. That's one of the reasons why any Christian must purge himself of secular song. And any minister, especially, or anyone who is a Christian, a worker, a minister, walking in the pulpit or preaching or whatever, let your status be only, if you see, you can as well reshare, but when you now go to the music button and change it to a gospel music, or you mute the music. So it should just be a picture or the video, but not the music. The music is playing on the ground, is propagating that stuff silently. That is a silent, is this an underground agenda of Satan? So you need, the things of the spirit are spiritually discerned. I pray that the Lord give you understanding. But I got this by revelation. I was once there where I play secular song, I'm still a Christian, but there was a level God said, if you don't drop this, you can't pass this realm. Especially in prophetic, it's a level that God cannot take you to if you are playing secular song. Some revelation God cannot show you, some sight, open vision, some trance you cannot enter. Are you hearing me? So I really love you as my daughter. That's why I'm telling you this. Some people, I just see that I wink off, but enter my city, it points my heart. That was why I asked you that question that day. Are you still in line? So it's not like you are a sinner or you are backslidden. For the Bible says, examine yourself, whether you be in faith, except you be reprobate. So a Christian needs to examine himself. It's daily work. What the Bible says, I die daily. So it's a daily work. You understand me? So it's not that when you do it now, your name is clean for the book of life. No, you are still a Christian, but that is a stain on your garment. That is the Bible says, work out your salvation with fear and trembling. So it's one of the workings of salvation. So you don't remain stagnant. Don't be a baby Christian for long, or a baby minister. Aspire to grow. Now, take for example now, smoking is not in the Bible. If you see me smoking tomorrow, what will it be of Christianity? What will it take of me? Will it take me serious? See, you can't take me serious. Yes, smoking is not literally in the Bible, but seeing me smoke is a bad advert. So that's the same thing. Some baby Christians can be viewing your status and they'll feel that this is normal. And by them, you have led them to sin. Because the environment of that thing lead them to lust and all those kind of words in the lyrics of those song and the spirit behind the melody of those song, and they do what is wrong. The Bible says, if any of you make one of these little ones to fall, it's better they hang a mast on his neck and cast him to the sea. So you now become, what the Bible says, for the sake of, I am everything to every man, that I may win some. So for the sake of some people that you want to win for Christ, you suffer your body for some things. The Bible says it's a bond servant, it's a messenger in bonds for the sake of them. It's not for your sake. So there's a point in level in Christianity you reach. You are not serving God for yourself, for others. So what you propagate, you are very careful so that you will not lead others to sin. Because of that scripture that says, if you make any of these little ones, the ones that are just beginners in faith, the one that just came into church, the one that just came into Christianity, trying to grapple with the world and sin and all those things. When they see you as someone that has been in church for years doing it, they will now be what? As the Bible says, repent, except you are not converted. So they will not be able to be converted. And by that attitude, you have given them an encouragement to continue that, then God will now hold you responsible. There are many more, I can tell you. Many more, a lot more I can tell you about this. It pollutes the spirit. It affects your dreams. It breeds lust. Temptations, it makes you susceptible to temptations that normally you could have overcome. But I don't want to make the voice not too long. Please listen very well. God bless you. Lord strengthen you. Just pray. God will see you through and how to overcome it. It was a battle for me, but one day God helped me. There are other things I'm battling with, but this one, God has helped me. So Lord can help you too. God bless you, my sister.